The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
When Jesus came to this earth, he had a particular mission to accomplish in his earthly lifetime. He was to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies that pointed to his coming, and he also was to lay the foundation of the church. And yet, Jesus makes an exception in this evening's gospel when he leaves his country, the first time, the only time he leaves his own country, to go to, I think, what is now modern, well, it was Phoenicia at that time, but he has an encounter with the Canaanite woman. And she touched his heart because she had what Christ desires from each one of us. She had love, she had faith, and she had humility. And her love comes across in her self-forgetfulness. She was so concerned for her daughter that she was even willing to make a humiliating spectacle of herself, tagging along behind Jesus in public and screaming to get his attention. Her faith comes across in how she addresses Jesus. She calls him Lord and Son of David. And when he finally stops to listen to her, she falls on her knees and does him homage because she knows she's in God's presence. And her humility comes across from the way she makes her request. She didn't come to him in anger. She wasn't angry at God for allowing her innocent daughter to be tormented by demons. She understood that miracles are undeserved gifts from God. And this humble attitude strengthened her, enabling her to absorb the Lord's initial rejection, tries to chase her away, and then comes right back with another petition she does. So love, faith, and humility, these are the ingredients for prayer that move the heart of Jesus. And so the question we might ask ourselves would be, is our own prayer, our everyday prayer that each of us does, is our prayer here this evening, for instance, is that prayer that we have, that we make, is that characterized by love, faith, and humility? When St. Teresa of Lisieux was about 15 years old, she entered the convent, the cloistered convent, which means they didn't leave. She was there in that one convent with about 20 other women. And shortly after she entered, she and her and the nuns there heard about a notorious criminal, a murderer, who was going to be executed. He had led a lifetime of horrendous crime and was vocally defiant and unrepentant. And as his execution date approached, Therese and her sister Celine, who also joined the convent, they began to pray for his repentance. They prayed rosaries and novenas and offered masses, but up until the last day, he refused to see a priest. But they kept praying. And not only did they pray for his repentance, but they boldly asked God to give them some kind of sign that this murderer who was about to be executed had repented. And even as they marched him out of his prison cell to the guillotine, he declined to speak to the priest. And so they strapped him to a plank and prepared, you know, to release the blade. And suddenly, with his neck already inside the guillotine, a wild look came into his eyes, the onlooker said, and he blurted out, "A cross, a cross." The priest reached over and held his crucifix up to the criminal's face. And the condemned man kissed the crucifix 3 times. And then he calmly laid his head down and was executed. Well, Teresa and her sister's prayers had been answered, I'd say, wouldn't you? Because prayers offered with real faith are always answered. And we need to remember that whenever we pray, that's how prayer works. God doesn't always answer them as we like, but he hears and responds to all of them in his way. And this should give us confidence, like the Canaanite woman, to bring our needs to the feet of Jesus. Today, he will become truly present under the appearance of bread and wine during this holy mass. And when I elevate the host after the words of consecration, all of us, except for me, will be here on our knees, giving homage to our Lord, just like the Canaanite woman. And when that moment comes, what can we do? Well, we can open our hearts to Christ, showing him as much love and faith and humility as we can. We can do that by praying at that moment for a loved one who is ill or separated from God, or perhaps the prayer we choose to make at that very intimate time would be to ask God to strengthen us for our own struggles that we're enduring. We are the followers of Christ, and we are the ones who continue to carry out his mission that he started on earth. Jesus never turns a deaf ear to the cries of our hearts.